bietjie meer casual en gemaklik doen, amper soos 'n selgroep vanoggend. Maar weet julle, dit maak nie saak of ons 2 is of 3 is of 4 is of wat ek al nie. Dis steeds 'n ding van dat die Here is hier en die Here wil ontmoet met ons en so maak jouself dit oop vir dit wat die Here vir jou wil sê en dit wat hy wil kom doen binne in jou. So Philip, ek wil sommer vir jou vra, jy kom asseblief kom. Philip het 'n getuienis of twee om te deel. Ek weet nie wat die een of albei wat ek kan doen hoe die Here jou lei. Maar ja, soos luister graag na hom.
Môre, groot kerk. You know what? I really just think that we have to set our desires upon the Lord and above all. And that really changes things in our hearts and our lives. And as we were singing today as well, you know, just set our desires upon the Lord. And that is so important. Well, last week or the week before that, my life was in chaos, or it seems to be. I went through a very, very difficult time. And I really just want to share about faith. And to say we have faith is so easy. You know, it's a very, we say it, it's part of our vocabulary as Christians. We say we have faith. Now, it's not so easy when reality struck and life struck and we're in a place where it feels so dark that we cannot see the light, where we do not feel the Lord, because if we feel the Lord's presence, then it's easy. We can trust easier. We can pray easier. We can glorify God easier. But when we don't feel his presence, it's tough. So I went for an angiogram. It's a test for my heart. And the doctors made so it was a mistake. You know, there was an accident happened and they punctured my artery wall and it formed 2 new blood clots. Now that meant I need to go for another big operation in Cape Town. I have not even paid my debt off from the last one. So I had no faith. I had very little faith. But it came down to a point where I needed to I said to the Lord, Lord, I do not feel you. I do not see you. I do not hear you. So what do I have? I only had the word of God. And I started writing scripture out on pieces of paper and I put them all over my house and I walked around in the house and I said, Lord, the only thing I have is your word and your word is truth. And I had to have faith in that and it wasn't easy and I struggled so much with it. But the more I said it, the more I just felt peace. And I said, Lord, whatever happens, let it happen. And this week, Monday, Tuesday, I went for another test to see how far the progress was of the blood clots and if they have moved. And I did the first sonar and they came back and I said, I can't find the blood clots. And then a second one and they said, I can't find the blood clots. And they wanted me to go for some more tests. But I stood in faith and I thanked the Lord for taking this away, for healing me. Because I said, the word says, by your stripes I am healed. And it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy because the Lord, I have said it so many times, by your stripes I am healed. And the Lord didn't heal my leg. And I had to go for the big operation. But there was also reason to be there because the Lord used me in so many other ways again. And then I had to submit before the Lord, submit my faith and have trust in the Lord. And then yesterday, doctors, a friend of mine, he just saw me and he said, look, you're quite a sensation at the moment in the hospital where I work. He says, because they took the sonar to 4 other people. You know, after it was been with so many people and they can't find the blood clots. They even sent it to another doctor in Cape Town. And he said, look, it's impossible, but he has seen things happen which cannot be explained, and our God cannot be explained. Our God can only be worshipped. So there's so much else I want to share today, but that's the only thing the Lord really put in my heart to share today, and it's just to set our desires above all for the Lord. You know, myself and JP and we spoke about it so much, you know, but to really trust God, do we really trust God for a miracle today in our lives? I'm going to be honest with you, when I came down and I saw, you know, 5 cars, I thought, oh my word, okay. And then as I drove in here, the Holy Spirit said to me, he said, do you trust me? I said, yes, Lord, I trust you. He said, do you trust me to be bigger than your faith right now? I said, yes, Lord, I do. He said, do you trust me that I have a message for you this morning? I said, yes, I'll trust you, Lord. And I don't think we even 20 people here today, but does it really matter? Because we have God here. And he's about to do a miracle in our lives. And if we trust him today, with only less than 20 people here, can he do a miracle? And I trust him for this miracle today. I trust that today he will do something big in our lives, in my life, in my boy's life. And, oh man, yeah, I just wanted to share that. And I'm grateful for everyone that's here. And, you know, there's some mighty men and mighty women in this church right now, right here today, this morning. And we want to really just honor the Lord. And I just want to pray for us. Father, may our heart's desires be upon you. Lord, may we seek nothing but you. May we place you before all else. Father, before our marriages, before our wives, before our children, before our fears, before our doubts, Father. Because in that, there's life. Lord, and I just want to pray that our heart's desires will be for you this morning. That we will seek you with everything, every single being, every single cell in our bodies today, Father. Lord, you are God. You are our King. Father, may you break open faith in our hearts and our understanding this morning, Father. And faith we cannot understand, but we can experience it. Faith we cannot understand, but we can feel it. Faith we cannot understand, but we can experience it, Father. And we just want to pray, Father, that we will desire you and we will desire them what you can do for us in our lives, Father. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you, Philip. Okay, there's a scripture I want to read. You can open your Bibles with me. It's not the other one. We're doing something else today. Revelations 12 from verse 7. So if you want to follow in your Bibles, Revelation 12 from verse 7. It says here, now war arose in heaven, Michael and his angels fighting against the dragon. And the dragon and his angels fought back, but he was defeated, and there was no longer any place for them in heaven. And the great dragon was thrown down, that ancient serpent, who is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brothers has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God. And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. For they loved not their lives even unto death. Hello, ladies. So I just want to read this one verse again, Revelation 12, verse 11. And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, for they loved not their lives even unto death. You see, this, the thing about this verse, it says that Satan is defeated. And there's two things that they mention when they're talking about how he is defeated. The one thing is, okay, we've got someone else coming in. Hello. Welcome this morning. Revelation 12 verse 11. I just want to read that verse again. And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. So it says there that Satan is defeated. He's got no authority to rule over us. And there's two things that made it possible for him to be defeated. The one thing is by the blood of the Lamb. So in other words, by the blood of Jesus Christ. He's defeated because Jesus was willing to go and to be put on a cross, and he died for us. That's why Satan is defeated. But the other thing they mentioned there is the word of the testimony. And I think so often we don't realize the power of testimony, what it means to share something with other people. Because you see, by that or through that, that's one of the ways that Satan is defeated. Because I always say this, it's so often we can talk about a lot of things. We can talk about Christ. Is Christ real or is he not real? And if you meet someone that say, but you don't believe in God, you don't think there is a God, you don't believe that he's for real, you think it's a myth, you think it's someone that people made up, you don't believe there is a God. How are you going, or what makes you so sure that there is a God? What's the thing that you can tell that person to say, but listen, I know that's what you think, but I know for sure there is a God. Because, and what is that because? Because you see, it's easy as Christians if we talk together and say, but I've got faith. I believe there is a God. So because of my faith, I know. But if you talk to someone outside of church, that's not enough. You need to be able to tell him more than that, just the fact that you've got faith. So what you're going to tell that person? It's a testimony. You're going to tell that person of somewhere or someplace where you have met with God, of something he did in your life that gives you the assurance that he's for real. It's like if you ask me, but do you have parents? Yes, I've got a mom and I've got a dad. How do I know? Well, I can show them to you. I know that I can look back and I can tell you about the things that happened when I was small, the places we went together. You see, there's a relationship. And because of that relationship and the past, I've got something to say about my family. So I can prove to you that they are there. In the same way, if I look back at my life, if Philip looked back at his life, and someone asking, but do you know, is there really a God? Although he can't show God to that people, he can take them to the places where he's been, where God came through for him. It's testimony. And the thing that's so powerful about testimony, which I think we don't always realize it, and this is the reason why we need to testify, is if I look back at the things that God did in my life, and if I go to the place where I tell someone my testimony, what I do is I revisit that place. But I revisit a place of meeting, a place where I have met with God. When I tell my testimony, I revisit that place. But also what I do is the moment I share my testimony is I take someone else to that place of meeting. Because, you know, so often what happens is you listen to someone's testimony, you listen to someone's story, and somewhere during the story, it's like you just experience the presence of God, right? But you see, it's because of through that testimony, they go back to that place of meeting and they take you to that place of meeting. And that's why through testimony people get changed. It's because of the presence of God that comes the moment we share a testimony. And that's why we need to get to a place of testifying more of the things that God is doing in our lives. And remember, Satan is defeated also by the word of testimony. And therefore, he don't want us to share our testimony. Because that's one of the things that still defeats him every day. Because it breaks a yoke that's sitting on all of us. It breaks that yoke the moment we hear testimonies. The thing that gives us faith so often is just to listen to the testimonies of other people of what God did in their lives. What does that do to us? Builds our faith. What happens when our faith gets built? We change reality. That's what happens when our faith gets built. And therefore, Satan don't want us to go to that place. So we need to get into a culture, if I can call it that, of sharing our testimonies more often. So when you go to cell or when you come to church every Sunday, you must think by yourself, what do I have to share? What did God do in my life during this week or during this day that I can share with other people? And, you know, it's sometimes that thing of where we all think, but yeah, I don't want to do that. And but if you just look at the next verse, okay, ja, ek weet ook nie nou waar hy is nie. Sorry. Okay, 12:11 says, and they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Okay, yeah, this piece, still part of verse 11, for they loved not their lives even unto death. For they loved not their lives even unto death. You see, the whole thing is, I think so often about us, is we love our lives. We love what's going on in our lives. And what God expects from us when we follow Him is He expects from us to die in ourselves. So the thing that's important to us to put that aside, not to love our lives as much and to put Him first. But what happens is we love our lives. So when we need to testify, when we need to get to a place where we need to move out of a comfort zone, doing something we don't want to do, or we don't like to do, in that moment we decide not to die. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because standing up and going to stand in front and talk to people, it's a huge thing for a lot of people. We don't want to do it. So to be able to do that, we need to die in ourselves and let Christ come and live through us, to come and do what He wants to do. Something about myself that's no secret. I mean, when I got saved in 2000, and I think it was in 2001, we had a, we call it a Jesus Festival. So we had people coming. We organized a hall in, it was in the town, Malmesbury. We organized a hall to use, and we had a lot of people coming there, and I organized someone to preach that day and everything. And the moment we had to start with this service that day, this woman that was going to preach, her husband came to me and said, okay, but now, Philip, you need to go to the front and you need to introduce her to the people, tell them who she is, and that kind of stuff. And I just told him, there's no way. There's no way you're going to be able to get a mic into my hand. There's no way I was going to talk in front of people. It's just not going to happen. The end of the day, he had to did the announcement and everything because I wasn't willing to do it. Because you see, that was way out of my comfort zone. But I first had to get to a place where I was willing to die in myself and say, Lord, I don't want to do this. I don't like to do this. But you want me to do this. You want to do something through this. So, okay, I'll do this. And I gave that first step. And the moment I did that, it was still awkward. It was not nice and easy and all that kind of stuff. It was still difficult. But God helped me through that. And as we went on, God has taken me to a place where I do this quite often. But you see, I had to get to a place of dying in self before that could happen. And that's why He's talking about not loving your own life. Be willing to die so that He can come and live through you. And that's why what He asks from us is our testimony. So we're going to a place where every Sunday before church starts, we're going to give an opportunity for people to come and bring their testimonies. Because it's easy to talk about testimony and say, okay, the Word says this and this is what we're supposed to do. But it's another thing to do it like we're supposed to, isn't it? So if we say that we need to give you our testimonies, what we're going to do is we're going to keep on giving an opportunity for you to come and do that. And what you need to do is during the day, during the week, is ask God for testimony. Ask Him to show Himself to you during the day, during the week, so that by the end of the week you can get to a place of sharing Him with other people. And remember, it's not just about standing in front, saying something about God, about His good, or whatever. What it's all about is taking people to that place of meeting, to that place where you have met God, and just by sharing that, you take them to that same place. And through that, people's lives will change. Is there anyone here this morning that's got a testimony to share? Philip already shared. Thanks for that, Philip. It can be something small of this week. It can be something old. Just to get this started. Cool.
Oh, hello to all the people who can't hear me on the electronic side. Okay. Yes, so those of you who don't know me, my name is Quisette. I've got so many testimonies, but I think the most recent one now is that I think most of you know how I came to Windhoek, and yeah, my eye story. You girls know about it, hey? Not. Okay. Then I can tell them that one. Okay, but just before I get there, I'll tell you a quick summary, okay? I was like the youth leader at our church, but like the young adult leader. And I was living for the Lord. I was engaged. I was just a wonderful life. Woo-hoo. And then I lost my sight in both my eyes. And a battle started. And yes, I also had the cell, and I had to go to Johannesburg. I lived in Piet Retief. And just amazing how the Lord took care of the cell. Even when I was in treatment all the time, everything I felt in my heart, when the people called me in to hear what they should do, the two ICs, then every time there was confirmation. So the Lord just really took over the young adults, and it was guided miraculously. But anyway, when I got back, this is what I want to share. I was saying to the Lord, okay, I'm a lioness. You guys know the lioness story. It's my favorite. I'm a lioness. I'm going to stand up. I've got the blonde hair. What? I'm going to fight. You know, I'm going to fight this illness, and I'm going to stand up and run. And yeah. So I went into a bookshop, a Christian bookshop, and I said, I'm going to read again. Even if it takes me a year to read a book, I will. And I took the first book, and I was giving this whole speech to my friend, and I was like, lioness. And when I took the book, the cover said Lioness Arising. It was amazing. And I'm like, what? And I just dropped it. And that evening, I started reading it. And I was also a director of a company, a fairly medium-sized company. But in this process, I also lost my job, or I couldn't work, and medically retrenched. And so one of the things I wanted to get back to was my job, because I love doing what I'm doing. And when you're so busy and suddenly you have nothing to do, it's, you know. And at that stage, the young adults were about 99% men. I have a real ministry with the Lord showed me with that, you know, whole thing. And anyway, it's all legit, no worry. And anyway, so, but at that time, I started reading this book, and it was all about being a housewife. And I'm like, Lord, I'm not a housewife. No, Lioness can't be a housewife. And I was like, yeah, I was like really cross, hey? And I put the book down. I'm like, ach, nee. And then when I put my head on the pillow, the Lord said, you are my lioness, that's right, and I am the Lion of Judah. Yeah, and I just like, wow, Lord, I never thought of it like that. And then he said, and I just felt it in my spirit, a lioness doesn't fight, she doesn't enlarge the territory, she nurtures and she cares. Oh my goodness. And I'm like, what? And then after that, I became the Lord's housewife for like 7 months. I baked in my house and for the community, and I just did. And yeah, and the cell group also changed. And suddenly, within 2 weeks, I just had girls in the ministry. I'm like, what? I don't know how to deal with girls. And then the Lord said, his pride, that's what you should be called. And we were his pride. So that was just amazing. Anyway, it's my favorite one. Now, just coming back to this week, and there's two things I want to say. I asked the Lord, like, I said to him, I'm not going to write down all my testimonies because I want fresh ones all the time. And it's good to write them down and to go and see what the Lord has done for you. But in my case, I thought, you know, at one stage I thought I wouldn't be able to read them. So I'll just please give me new ones all the time. Anyway, in the beginning of this year or last year, somebody asked me to go and walk the Fish River Canyon with them. And I'm like, yes, yes, I want to do that. And then I'm blind now in this eye, and I have only limited vision in this eye. And this one's got silicone oil in and a plastic lens, and this one's got plastic lens and some, okay, just a lot of not my eye. And anyway, all of not my eye gets infected when I do a lot of activity. So if I run, for instance, it gets infected. I had to stop running, stop doing everything like that. So anyway, my doctor cleared me. I can do the Fish River. So I'm like, yes, I can do this again. And I went and I practiced the first 10K, and then my eye got infected. And I could keep it still because I take medication, cortisone, and it clears your eye. So you can't see the infection. It doesn't go red. But I know there's an infection. And then there was this battle between me and, like, the Lord, because I really wanted to do this. And I really, really, and this was the beginning of May. And then I said to the Lord, okay, like, I can't go. I have to make peace that I can't go. And I will probably, not that I speak death, but I have to make peace with the reality that I probably will never be able to go. And that was hard for me. That was really hard. I really had to die there to say, Lord, okay, you've put me here. Why? You know, and why? It was a real battle. So I had to tell, I had to say, okay, I'm not going. Not because anybody said I can't go, because I had to make the choice to say, Lord, I accept what you've done. I know you can heal me, but, you know, you wouldn't. So I said to the people, I'm not going. And then this week, I got eye infection with nothing to do with any activity. And what I'm getting at was that the Lord knew I was going to get ill this week. So if I had to go on the Fish River this week, I would have been ill and away from my doctor and away from anything else. I can lose my physical eye if I don't get, like, immediate treatment. So I just, the Lord knows. And sometimes it's such a big little battle for yourself, you know, and you're so, but he knows the bigger battle. And I just praise him for keeping me here and keeping me safe. And and my eye is getting better. So, yeah, amen.
Thank you. Anyone else want to share a testimony? Come, Maggie.
Morning, church. My name is Maggie. Hi, Connor. This weekend, I was planning to go to SWACOP Awaken Women's Conference, and I was excited. I was posting things on Facebook. I was evangelizing, inviting women, donating tickets, just the works. But then on Friday, I was trying to assist one of the keynote speakers to get a visa. Running around, we've been doing this for the past 4 weeks. Then Home Affairs sends us and says, no, this is missing. No, this is not right. And it was just back and forth. So the whole Friday I was camping there. And usually when I pray and we put everything together, God always moves. You know, I've seen him literally make Home Affairs work at 6 on a Friday. That's how I know God. But this time it just didn't work out. I was like, what? Did I not pray right? Was my faith not? What's going on? So I'm calling people in SWACOP. This visa is not right. I haven't told the people in the bus. Go. I'll go Saturday morning. This thing is going to happen. There's no way. You know what I mean? And now while I was there and it didn't work out, I'm just like, Lord, I feel so defeated. Why? You know, feeling sorry for myself. And the Lord told me he makes everything beautiful in his time. And everything, many are the plans of men, even if it's Christian men, but only the plan of God prevails. So I was like, okay, cool. So then Saturday now, Friday night, I'm running around trying to make sure that people that are going give me a lift. Now all of a sudden, this one is full. I'm just like, what? I really want to go though. Then I didn't go. But the ladies that I had sponsored, some of them I haven't spoken to like in a million years. And they were texting me the whole time like, thank you for inviting me. I just recently got saved. I'm so blessed. I'm so this. And in that moment, I had to learn to die to self because I really also wanted to go. Now the, all these people that I got tickets for are getting blessed. I'm like, no, why? But the what I got from all that was just seeing how so many people were getting restored and healed in this conference. And I was just grateful that the Lord could have used, could have blessed me to bless other people, because I wasn't looking at it from that point of view. And that in my, like, my spirit was just really uplifted and encouraged. And I was praising the Lord till like about 3 a.m. yesterday, this morning. That's how I woke up late and couldn't come to church on time. But I was just literally rejoicing and seeing how everything unfolds before the Lord. And like you say, He knows everything, you know. We don't know what the big picture is. We just look at it from our perspective, from our point of view. But He knows everything, and He makes everything beautiful in its time. So yeah, so cool.
Thanks, Maggie. Anyone else got a testimony to share?
Okay, I'm really excited about this. I really have to tell you. In February and March, I got it in my heart to go to Malawi, okay? Out of nowhere, Malawi. And I wrote a letter to my friend in Joburg, and I said, in December, I want to go to Malawi, and it's going to be a godly mission. I'm going to go public transport through Namibia, Zambia, and I know a couple of pastors in Zambia. And this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to the pastors and say, how can I help you? Either with skills transfer or building a church, whatever, I'm going to go. And like, nobody wants to go with me. And I sent 2 emails, and like the people I speak with here, but I sent one to Fardi and one to Fidi, because I sort of think I need a guy to go with me through Zambia. And anyway, and then the pastor came to town. And one night, Philip and I went to the pastor, you know, just to make him feel welcome. Wow, him, his wife. And he was talking about Malawi. And I'm like, what is it about Malawi? Because I want to go there, you know, on this, and I didn't say on my own little mission, but. And then he said, no, he's the head of, like, he was the head of the Malawi missions. And I'm like, what? So the Lord has like put Malawi in my heart all this time, and I didn't know there was even a Malawi missions. So I'm like jumping up and down almost off the couch. I'm like, oh, this is so good. But I think there's definitely, Lord has put Malawi on my heart. I don't know what's my role yet, if it's going to be to pray for the people that go or whether I'll be going. But I know the Lord's, yeah, put it in my heart. Okay.
Anyone else? Yeah, ik wacht voor jou.
Okay, I just want to share something about a testimony about the testimonies. Yeah, okay, so basically, this is just something in my heart, and I just feel, you know, God is the creator of the universe, and He's this all-powerful, incomprehensible being that's amongst us. But we don't, you know, it's sometimes you have to walk by faith and just believe that He's there. But it's I don't know, how can I put this? You don't always have that feeling of God and knowing that He is, you know. And but the in Ephesians it talks about the body of Christ. And our God builds us up together for dwelling place of Him in the Spirit. And now what I just experienced now, basically, I believe in God. I believe in the God of the Old Testament, God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, massive, almighty God who really loves us. And I believe that I like stories like King David and Elijah and Isaac, those guys who knew God, and they did mighty deeds and mighty exploits for Him. Okay, I hope you're with me. Anyways, so when I'm on my own and I'm not with the body of Christ, and we don't talk, you know, there's not a certain focus on God like the testimonies bring, then I don't have that realization of God, and I can't live in that awe and wonder of God. But now when these testimonies were being shared, my spirit was just like, that's why I was looking at Philip and going, yo, you know, because you just realize again who God is. So when heaven meets earth through our testimonies, praise the Lord. Thank you for sharing. Amen. Hallelujah.
Like I said in the beginning, that's why we share our testimonies, so that that can happen. I'm just going to finish off for us in prayer. Thank you, Father, that we could be together in your house today. Thank you, Father, that we can go out here and even if it was this informal and everything, Father, we can testify that you were here. We can testify, Father, that you've touched us and that you have met with us. And Father, we just want to ask you to help us to create a culture of doing this more often, to getting to a place where we will be willing to share you and your goodness with other people more often. Because so often we think what we need to share is scriptures, and that's good to do that, Father. But we also need to share our relationship with you. We also need to share with other people how you have met our needs, how you have met with us, how you have touched our lives, how you have changed our lives. And through that, there will be fruit in other people's lives as well. So, Father, thank you for who you are, for being this God and this Father that you are. Thank you, Father, that we can be called sons and daughters of an almighty God. Thank you, Father, for loving us and for being with us. Thank you for what you are busy doing in each of our lives. Father, I want to ask you that as we go out today, that you will bless each of us and the places we go. I want to ask you, Father, the people at Awaken on their way back, that you will be with them, and that, Father, your blessing will just be upon them, that they will be safe. I want to ask you, Father, other people that can't be in church today for whatever reason, that you will just be with them, that your blessing will also be upon them, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, guys, like we said in the beginning and like we said last week, there's no coffee and tea today. This was our last sermon in this building. So from next Sunday, we are at the new premises. And those of you who are willing and do have vehicles here, perhaps please help us load up so that we can take the stuff to the other side. And even if you just want to come along to see where the other building is, you're more than welcome. Okay. Thank you. Amen.